email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, I'm joined in studio by three women on a mission to take the stress out of periods, if that's possible. Áine Kilkenny, Fiona Parfy and Lauren Duggan join me in studio. Tell me about We Are Riley. And it's a startup, isn't it? When did it start, Fiona?
Yeah, we launched it last year. Yeah. So it's just 10 months old now.
Right.
Yeah, and we deliver eco-friendly period products to your door when you need them.
I should say welcome to all three of you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I'm always fascinated by this, that it actually came out of something that happened when you were together and then you went, ding, light bulb moment. Is that the way it happened? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Áine, yeah. Down the back.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what happened. We were all together one evening having a glass of wine, as you do. And I actually got my period and we had no period products. We checked handbags, coat pockets, the whole lot. And we said to ourselves, how is this happening? We're three females in our 30s. We get our periods every month without fail. And we had no period products. So typical. Yeah, typical. So that's where the idea came from. And then we found ourselves going down a rabbit hole of shocking discovery about the amount of toxins and chemicals that are on mainstream period products. And we said to ourselves, there has to be another way. And after a bit more research, we said, you know, we have to go and do it. There's no other way. So we're going to do it ourselves.
So it's sort of two-pronged then, Lauren. It's the sustainability and the to make sure that other women will never be in the same situation as ye, because they'll always have...
Yeah,
they're,
exactly.
You send them in the post.
We do, yes. We deliver them directly to your door. And I suppose, yeah, the initial, I suppose, concept was very much that convenience aspect to make sure that you never run out. That was, I suppose, what happened to us. But then, yeah, once we actually started market research, we were just kind of a bit shocked, to be honest, because, you know, we've been using the same products we have been using since we were teenagers, totally unaware of the amount of, I suppose, plastic, you know, that was in them and also the chemicals and toxins. So it was very much kind of an eye-opening kind of education for us.
Okay. And what about selling your products in supermarkets? Is that the long-term goal? Or
I mean, potentially, what we did find is that 95% of women run out when they need them. So even though we know we're going to get our periods, we forget.
Every month.
We forget.
We're more prepared.
But like, we do forget to put them in our trolley. So we just want to make women's lives easier and that it's a stress that they don't need to even think about. Whether we go into retail in the future, we'll cross that path when it comes. But we do supply corporates as well. So offices and universities and schools with their product for their staff and student bathrooms too.
Right. And I would imagine, that talking about periods now is fine. It used to be taboo enough, but it's not taboo anymore.
You'd be surprised. Right. You'd be surprised. It's definitely getting better. The bias is starting to change, but there is still a bit of stigma around the place. So we're really trying to change that and open up the conversation on what we see is a very normal bodily function.
Yes. And you've had the chats, obviously, among each other about your first period. And was it different for all of you?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was. Right. OK, go on.
Yeah. In my household, it was very much, you know, here's a book or you learn through school, you know, but it wasn't a very open kind of conversation. And I think that was the same with a lot of my friends, you know, where I grew up as well.
Áine? Yeah.
I'll never forget the moment my dad rang me and congratulated me for getting my period. Dad, yes. There was no eye contact. He rang me on the phone. So I think that sums it up, really.
Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah, it is.
What about you, Fiona?
Yeah, it was, I suppose, a little bit taboo still in my house. But, you know, like, my mum did speak to me about it, but it was awkward. And I do think that is starting to change. I think the younger generation is, you know, a lot more open than we might have been. But there's a long way to go still.
And I think, for just speaking as the only man in the room here, it'd be better for men as well if it was more open.
Absolutely.
Because then we could broach it without fear of...
Absolutely, yeah. It's about everyone understanding.
Yes. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. So the sustainability and the availability, they're important things. And you're also doing, because there's a lot of, what did you call it, poverty? Not the, what's the word that comes
period
to
poverty.
Period poverty. Yeah. There you go. So what are you doing for that then, Áine?
Yeah.
Fiona, sorry.
No worries. You were looking at me, but said Áine. So, so unfortunately, period poverty is a massive issue still today, and not just in developing countries, but at home in Ireland as well. So we've partnered with two organisations. One is Development Pamoja, that does a lot of work out in Kenya. So we provide them with free period products for young girls in school out there, and also education programmes to teach them about menstruation, because it's a taboo subject out in Kenya. And we've also partnered with Homeless Period Ireland,
here at home to supply period products to those that need them most. Because, yeah, it's still very much widespread. So a euro from every box sold is donated to these wonderful causes.
So We Are Riley is the website. Now I'm speaking to Anya and looking at Anya. Where did the name come from, We Are Riley?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we wanted a name that was not overly masculine and not overly feminine either. And we came up with Riley. And then when we looked it up, it means a carefree and luxurious existence, living the life of Riley. Yes. So it's what we want to give to our customers and to women everywhere as well.
When you subscribe, then you get your monthly supply. That's the way, and you don't have to worry about it until you unsubscribe. That's it, is it?
Yeah, the customers are always in control,
Yeah, exactly. So we deliver kind of every 3 months enough product.
So we established that you were having a glass of wine. This is at the beginning of lockdown. You all had good jobs. You've taken the leap of faith now into this. How is it going, Lauren? That must have been scary, was it?
Oh, it was terrifying. Yeah. So we came up with the idea, I think, in December. And then we knew there was something in it. So we took Christmas. We all went away and kind of spent time with our respective families. Came back in January and we were kind of, you know, will we do this? Was kind of our thought process over Christmas. And we all came back in January 100%. So we started working on it then and we launched in April. So 4 months later.
Right. And what did you do before?
I was living over in London. So I was there for the past 7 years, kind of working in sales for a technology startup. I was in full-time employment there. Fiona was running her own business here in Ireland. And Anya was full-time in Salesforce. So yeah, we were all very stable in our jobs.
Yeah. So you've changed. You've returned home then.
I have. Moved back. And I'm loving it. Yeah, it's nice to be home.
Right. And is this something you can do from home?
Yeah, we've been working remotely so far. So we've been kind of between Cork and Dublin. But we're starting to grow out the team now. So we've just hired our first employee and we are looking for our second. So hopefully we'll have enough people on board that we can, you know, rent an office space and create a good hub here in Dublin.
And you've designed the box so it can fit through a letterbox. And it's sort of aesthetically pleasing because aesthetics are important.
Yeah.
And what's the plan then? We were talking about getting into supermarkets, Anya, and going global. I would imagine I see some of the testimonies are from people in the UK.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had customers in the UK, here in Ireland and throughout Europe as well. So we are expanding into those different markets and we're also looking at product development as well. So what other products we're going to add into the range in order, again, to make women's lives easier and better as well, and keeping in that sustainability element too.
And is this a new sort of growth area of just, you know, subscribing to something and getting your delivery of whatever when you need it?
I think it's becoming more popular. Like, I think in the States, you know, subscriptions have been really prominent in the last few years. And I think it's definitely starting to kind of go that way as well here at home.
And has anybody else done this? What you're doing?
We do have competitors abroad, but we're the only subscription service in Ireland right now.
And what about the products you would have been using since you were teenagers?
Yeah, it's the normal monopolies, the big names that you would have heard in supermarkets. But as Lauren mentioned, like, we didn't realise that there's pesticides and chemicals in the cotton that they use. So we're really trying to change that. It's better for our bodies and the planet, you know.
And that's
it
a bit.
Just makes so much sense, right?
It's a no-brainer.
And it's a big thing with like younger generations, isn't it? That you want to protect your planet because you're growing up in it, and you're not that young, but sustain. I mean, you're not Greta Thunberg, you know what I mean? What I'm saying is, but sustainability is a big plus. For a lot of people.
It was a no-brainer for us. Yeah. You know, it needs to be good for the planet, but it also needs to be good for our bodies. And thankfully, they come hand in hand.
There you go.
Yeah.
We are Riley. Anya, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Fiona, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lauren, thank you.
Thanks, Ray.
I think we have time for a little bit of, let's see, where are we going now? A little bit of this, yeah.